slowing down until we become very still. This is a step-by-step process. One breath after the other. And we go slower and slower. Until we have settled and grounded ourselves. This is the full moon in Virgo. A couple of hours later, it feels as if we were on hold. Like suspended. Nothing happens, or so it seems. Actually, we are integrating the huge leap we have taken during the past month. Simultaneously, we are preparing for the next huge leap. That comes very soon. So it's a bit of a respite. Time off. Time out. Let's try and feel and gather all the combination of things that are presently adjusting, upgrading, transforming, so we gain, in a sense, more altitude, actually just more clarity about the state of things in our lives. I mean, in our own life. So we're on hold. Just in between. An amazing space to be in. A precious space as well. Where what we used to call past, present, future merge in the now. This happens so we lose the habit of anticipating. Whether it's worrying or excitement, whether we create miracles, we imagine will manifest, or the worst case scenario. This is not us. This is not the way we belong to that whole we are vaguely aware of when we are extremely quiet. So at the favor of that full moon where the sun in Pisces illuminates the moon in Virgo, we just accept to be in that space that opened between the two as the moon was waxing. And sitting in that space, widely open tonight, we consider the entire field of our reality with no expectation no regret, just that unwavering presence and the vastness of convoluted changes and patterns that make our existence. Just watch it. And if we take a step aside, if we zoom out, we'll begin to see the meaning of it. the way it makes sense, the perfect order, harmony of that complexity. And if we dive deeper within, and just reach what we call the bottom of ourselves, beneath the streams and currents and flows, that constant note that continuum, a sound perhaps or a vibration that supports, coordinates, orchestrates the whole universe and also the wholeness of our lives, personal life or human life at large. A sound, a note, a vibration that's another reason why we are currently slowing down instead of speeding up as spring comes. We need to be fully aware of that primordial presence. So we can move on and take a leap in the unknown. Or maybe not so unknown after all. Because we are taking a leap into who we are, actually. So let's be still. So quiet. That the entire harmony, the overtones, become audible as well. Let's enjoy the stillness. the music, and the exact positioning of our own self right now on the planet. Just where we belong. Having the exact experience that is needed for us right now. Whether we'll believe it or not, whether we have a clue why it happens or not. Perfect positioning. Spot on.